What's not to love about a genre characterized by a high degree of intrigue, adventure, and suspense? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new thrillers, including one by the king of the craft. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. The premise of Falling, the instant bestseller by T.J. Newman, is this. Pilot Bill Hoffman is FaceTimed in the cockpit of his flight by a guy he believed was a cable repairman when he left the house on his way to work. But now, this guy has his wife, son, and infant daughter tied up and strapped with suicide bombs and tells him to crash the plane or watch his family die. "I will not crash this plane and you will not kill my family," Hoffman replies, but it's clearly going to take some doing. This authentically detailed and unquestionably thrilling thriller is the debut novel of a bookseller turned flight attendant turned novelist. Newman uses her background to great advantage in portraying her three flight attendants, a black woman named Jo, a tiny white guy they call Big Daddy, and a newbie still on probation, Kelly. From their intuitive evaluations of the passengers as they board, to their collaborative problem-solving style, to the little details like how they funnel leftover first-class meals to the pilots, these characters give the high-flying heroics of the plot a grounding in reality. Air traffic controllers and pilots are also depicted with veracity and respect. One caveat I have to mention, though. Casting Middle Eastern men as terrorists crashing planes is dated and reactionary at this point, even if the word Islam is not mentioned once and the characters explicitly reject jihadism. Newman's character's avenging rage has its roots in the horror that resulted from the U.S. withdrawal from Kurdistan, something about which the American public showed complete disinterest. Still, I don't think this is enough to rescue a racist stereotype. On to the latest from the king himself, Stephen King, that is, a little gem called Billy Summers. Well, maybe not little, but it's less than 600 pages, which for King is pretty concise. The extraordinarily good-hearted and literary-minded assassin, Billy Summers, knows that whenever a story features a bad guy doing one last job, trouble's ahead. But in this case, the payout is huge and the target a bona fide creep. Weirdly, the gig involves his spending several months in a small town somewhere south of the Mason-Dixon line, waiting for the creep in question to be extradited and brought to justice. His employers set him up with an office across the street from the courthouse and a false identity. He's supposed to be a writer. Funny thing, though, once he starts typing out the story of his life, which includes major childhood trauma and tours of duty in Iraq, he finds out he really is. Speaking of political incorrectness, there's a somewhat unexpected and questionable romantic plot that kicks off in the middle of the novel that I don't want to spoil by telling you about, but you'll see what I mean when you get there. Despite this eyebrow raiser, I would call Billy Summers King's best book about writing since On Writing. I love the way Trisha Ping put it at bookpage.com. Misery, The Dark Half, Lisi's Story, and The Shining all feature writers as characters, but their craft was either incidental or corrosive. In Billy Summers, the art of creating fiction is portrayed as an empowering force. By taking control of our stories, King suggests, we can begin to heal, find hope, and even discover a truth that is more profound than reality.
The books are Billy Summers by Stephen King and Falling by T.J. Newman. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.